And when you dry dishes?
The drying cloth.
Okay. And this piece of cloth that you bathe your face with?
I wash cloth.
Okay.
Sometimes I wash rags, but I've heard it called that because at one time they were not the terry cloths we think of as wash cloth. They were actually rags torn off of some discarded piece of clothing.
Okay, after you take a bath, you dry yourself off with a
towel.
Okay. And when you want to turn the water on at the sink, you turn on the
faucet.
Okay. What if it's out in your backyard, you attach the hose to the...
To the...
Do you say faucet there? What do you say?
I never say faucet.
What about spigot? Is that...
Yeah, spigot is another one for it.
Okay. And you say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
Froze.
Okay. And after they froze, they...
Burst.
Okay. And people used to buy flour in a huge container. It was called a
flour barrel, didn't it?
Okay. And what about lard?
Well, now, they bought lard in cans. A can of lard. Sometimes a bucket of lard.
Okay. What about a stand of lard?
A stand? Yes, I've heard it called a stand. It was held about 5 gallons, I believe.
Okay, so that was bigger than the bucket? Or?
Yes, the bucket would be from a gallon size to a 2 gallon size.
Okay.
And those buckets were used as for the milk. They were a milk bucket after the lard had been used out of them. They served the purpose for carrying milk or storing milk.
Okay, and if you wanted to pour some liquid water or something from a container that had a big mouth into a small mouth container like a Coke bottle, you'd use a
funnel.
Okay. And if you were riding in a buggy and you wanted to make the horses go faster, you might hit them with a
whip.
Okay. And if you bought some fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in
a bag.
Okay. What would the bag be made out of?
Paper.
Okay. Do you ever hear it call anything besides bag?
Sack.
Okay. What about poke?
A poke, yes, I've forgotten that. A paper poke.
Okay. Okay, something about 50 pounds of flour would come in what kind of container?
In a cloth bag. And they called it a sack of flour.
Okay. What about the bag or sack that you get feed in?
Those were called feed sacks, I believe.
Made out of that real rough cloth.
They were burlap or something. They called them toe sacks.
Okay. And the amount of corn that you take to the mill at one time to be ground.
A bushel of corn or a... Let's see, what was another name they called it?
What about?
A turn of meal, I've heard them talk about.
Okay.
I don't know, I guess that was the meal after it was already ground. They got a turn of meal. Why they called it that, I don't know.
And let's see. The amount of wood that you can carry in both arms.
It's a lot on more than wood.
Okay. And when the light burns out in an electric lamp, you have to put in a new